The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mary O'Rourke, the former Minister for Education, former Fianna Fáil TD, former Deputy Party Leader, has passed away at the age of 87. A woman so well known to so many people. Mandy Johnson, presenter of Taking Stock here in News Talk with me. Mandy, you would have known Mary well.
Yeah, Kieran, I knew Mary very, very well, and my sympathies to her family, Fergal and Angus and her grandchildren. They must be very sad today. I knew Mary. I came into Leinster House in 1995, and Mary had just become deputy leader of Fianna Fáil at the time.
Yeah, I think the first year I was involved.
Oh, no, sorry, I don't know what that was. There's something else going
on. Oh, no. So she was deputy leader of the party in 2004. And, you know, she was incredibly supportive of young women throughout her career. And she took a great interest in me, and she helped me tremendously in my own career. And I think the thing that you kind of forget about Mary O'Rourke, and I know people have spoken all day about her cabinet positions and how important they were and how ahead of her time she was, but she was a really strong voice at cabinet, and she was a really strong presence in politics. And she wasn't a woman who was making up the numbers and, you know, put in as a quota on a cabinet. You know, she was there, she was present, she was a player, and she was really very ingrained in her departments. And whilst I knew her, she gave 110% all the time. She also, you know, her husband Enda, who was part of her sort of political operation, if you like, was a tremendous advisor to her throughout her career, and he would have had a huge presence in her life even when she was minister. But I will remember her for being a strong advocate for women in politics, for women in general, someone who supported women greatly. But I never really thought of her as a woman in politics. She was just a great politician, and she should be remembered for that.
It's funny though, the Mammy O'Rourke thing as well. And partly that's maybe because there were so few women involved when she came along. But I think as well, it was a bit of the way she had about her.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it was a very disarming, even when she was being kind of particularly blunt about something that she was wont to do.
Yeah.
She kind of could do it in a disarming way. And I think that was the kind of the Mammy O'Rourke thing, was it?
And she had the measure of the men. Like, she knew exactly how to deal with them. And I suppose sometimes she could elevate herself by playing into that character of the Mammy, if you like. And people refer to her openly in the party as the Mammy. And I think it was more sort of She had been a teacher, of course, in a previous career, and that would have lent itself to her being a person who kind of guided people along, you know. But she wasn't a backseat passenger in politics. She wasn't there to make up the numbers. She was a really strong voice around cabinet. And I think that's something that you forget about politics now. I know we've got lots of quotas, and I agree with them. You have to have them. You've got to get better representation. But she was a strong voice. She was a player. And also, I think her representation of the Midlands. She was from Athlone. She was very proud of it. I'm from the Midlands myself, and she never stopped fighting for those areas, you know. And I could tell you a million stories about how funny she was and fun she was to be around. But what I will remember her most for is the tremendous support that she gave to many women in politics. And even after she left, I know she was somebody who was deeply involved in Fianna Fáil still, and all political parties, to try and give advice to people who wanted to get into politics, particularly women.
Yeah, she was very, very open to the media, and I know to people as well, young people who just kind of reached out and wanted to talk to her, maybe for kind of college projects or whatever happened to be. I know plenty of them who spoke to Mary.
She did, and you mentioned the media there. She loved the media. She absolutely loved being part of it. If she hadn't been a politician, I'd say she would have been a journalist or something. She absolutely knew how to work it for herself.
Yeah.
And she was probably the best politician I have met in understanding how to leverage the media for herself. And she played the game really well, and she loved being part of it and involved in it. And she never stopped, actually. I was in close contact with her throughout COVID, because she was, you know, one of those people who were on their own. She, of course, had her family coming and going, and carers and what have you. But she wanted to talk politics 24/7. And if you let her, she would.
Yeah. Listen, she'd be sadly missed by lots of people. Her family first and foremost, though. So you're right to remember them and extend your sympathies. Mandy, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Mandy Johnson, presenter of Taking Stock here in News Talk. Mary Hanafin with me now, who, of course, her career mirrored Mary O'Rourke in so many ways, a former deputy leader of the party, a former Fianna Fáil TD, of course, and cabinet minister. Mary, you're very welcome to the show. Tell us about the Mary O'Rourke you knew.
Yes, I served as Mary O'Rourke when I was government chief whip and she was minister. So we sat around the cabinet table together and obviously we're in the Dáil together. So she's a very formidable, strong, articulate woman who was very loyal in the first instance to her own heritage and family and to the people who elected her in Westmeath, but also very loyal to Fianna Fáil as deputy leader and ensuring that we candidates not all over the country, but really hardworking and diligent in every single department she was in. As you know, she served the Minister for Health, she served the Minister for Enterprise and Minister for Education. Personally, I think the one she liked most was probably Minister for Education because she was a former teacher and she took a great interest in that. But it didn't matter what role she was in, Mary took the decisions and then defended those decisions on programmes like yourselves and radio and television and didn't mind going out to do that. And I think that's the sign of a really not only strong woman, but a strong politician.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that about education, that portfolio, because it is the one I think that most people will think of when they think of her in government. It's probably the one post her political career that she was asked onto shows like this one to comment most often on was issues to do with the education portfolio. I mean, kind of behind the scenes, what was she like kind of within the party to operate?
Mary was a very strong presence throughout the party and in the Dáil. There was a time when politics was more sociable than it is now. You know, we'd have a lot of women's conferences, women's lunches and that. And she was always present at those. And people just loved to see her coming because not only had she something valuable to say, but of course, she was very witty. And she would take the time to actually talk to everybody and chat and give a good speech and be very sociable. And I think that's a side that you mightn't often have seen in the Dáil when she was standing up defending all of the political decisions or indeed on some of the programmes like Vincent Brown, you know, where a lot of politicians would shy away from them, but not Mary, but actually very sociable, which is probably why people called her Mammy of the Dáil. It wasn't because she was the oldest or anything. I think it was genuinely a term of endearment and of affection.
You mentioned, say, going on Vincent Brown, which is a show I know, yeah, a lot of politicians would have kind of faced with trepidation. I think she loved all. That's always the sense I got from her. She kind of loved that side of it as well. She wasn't kind of a necessary evil. She relished it.
She absolutely relished it. I mean, many politicians wouldn't go anywhere near Vincent Brown in the world because they feel they'd be gobbled up without salt. But Mary knew she could give as good as she got. And she was really good at putting down a rival, not with a really hard comment, but actually maybe it was a throwaway comment and then a laugh or a smile and got away with it, you know. And I have to say the party members throughout the country used to love seeing Mary come on the television because they knew she would defend the party, defend the decision, defend the policies of the day and would do it well and would win that debate, whether it was because of the value of the argument or just the way she put it across.
Yeah, she wasn't kind of the first female to sit around the cabinet table. You can go all the way back to Constance Markovic and then Maura Geoghegan Quinn, Eileen Desmond, Gemma Hussey. But, you know, she wasn't far from the first either. So in that sense, there was kind of a trailblazing element to the career.
Certainly a trailblazing. And, you know, whereas she might have been a Lenehan, I mean, she was a woman in her own right. I mean, she obviously, as I said, was very loyal to her brother, Brian, and to her nephew, Brian, both, God rest them both. And she was, particularly when Brian wasn't well at the end, you know, always in the background, she was looking out for him and caring for him. And I think she showed that she was the aunt there. But I mean, she was a Lenehan in her own right. She was a woman who was a trailblazer. As you said, very few women had held the position before her and too few have held it since, let it be said. You know, we're still only up to about 22 in over 100 years. So, I mean, she will certainly be remembered for all of that. And as another woman who followed her into the Department of Education and that, I know that because she was strong, she was able to ensure that the rest of us got to serve as well.
It's interesting. One of the first things you said was about kind of her loyalty to the people who are elected or the people, you know, from her own community. And Mandy Johnston was in a little bit earlier. That's something she remarked upon as well. Kind of how fiercely proud she always was of Athlone and the Midlands and making sure the people knew it.
Absolutely. And only earlier today, I was talking to a businessman from Athlone, coincidentally, and he said nothing moved in Athlone without Mary knowing about it and about Mary supporting it. And you could get nothing to happen in Athlone without talking to Mary. So she was very much rooted in her community, like any good politician should be. You know, it's all very well being a minister up on the Dáil and running a department. But in the first instance, you're also elected to represent those people. And she was fiercely proud of Athlone.
Mary, listen, thanks a million for joining us this afternoon, this evening.
I would like just to give my personal sympathies to Angus and to Fergal, who are personal friends of mine. And I know we might talk about Mary, the councillor, the senator, the TD, the minister of state. In the first instance, she was their mother. So God rest her.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And they'll feel her loss most acutely. Mary Hanafin, former deputy leader of Fianna Fáil, former cabinet minister, former Fianna Fáil TD. So many of the same titles you would give when introducing Mary O'Rourke, who I say has passed away at the age of 87. Former Fianna Fáil leader, former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern is with me now. Bertie, Mary is a woman you would have known well and would have worked with so closely over the years. Tell us a little bit about the woman you knew.
Well, I think Mary was a formidable character. She was full of life and very hardworking. It came from an education background, of course, and political family. And, you know, she was my deputy leader. She was leader of the Shannon. She was leader of Fianna Fáil and the Shannon. Held a number of senior ministries in education, public enterprise. And, you know, always a good person to be working with and to be with. She was never afraid to hard work, big effort, huge amount of hours. Always was prepared to do media and to do meetings with whatever. So, you know, my sympathies, of course, to her two sons, who Fergal and Angus, who have been so good to her in recent years. I had the opportunity to visit her many times during her illness in the last few years. But a really kind person who, you know, we miss a lot because she was known affectionately by us all as Mammy, and she was very much a very live character in the Fianna Fáil party for 30, 40 years.
Yeah, and she was a big presence in the public realm as well, from appearances on the media and everything, and never afraid to kind of challenge people and challenge consensus and to speak her mind. Behind the scenes, what was she like to work with? Or what was she like, you know, working with other parties within government, for example?
She was a very hard-working person, put in big hours in whatever public office she held, but also in her constituency of Longford West Mead and Athlone, of course, being her political base. So she was put in, you know, Saturday she used to have clinics that went on. There were famous clinics that went on all day in her home. People had come from early morning to late night, and she went through them all one by one. In the department, she'd be there late in the evening. But she could also be good fun. I mean, she was well able to mix it, well able to handle the guys. And of course, if it came to an argument or row, she was never behind the door and stepping forward, and she would give her best. And there wasn't too many people would, and maybe a lot of people didn't love it, but she was tough, and she would fire it out and to have her well. A good time round, because she'd give it back as well as she'd take it.
Yeah, well, I think that the line's slightly given up on us there, but we got the gist of it, more than the gist of it, it's to be fair. Bertie, listen, we really appreciate the time, and thanks a million for speaking to us. Bertie Ahern, former Taoiseach, he appointed Mary O'Rourke as deputy leader of the party, made her a cabinet minister again, her third portfolio in enterprise after health and education. She has passed away at the age of 87.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.